children, I'm going to read the story of the Lord's two witnesses from the book of Revelation. A witness is someone who tells the truth. What happens to the two witnesses in this story? What do the witnesses do? Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Revelation, chapter 11. And I will give to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, arrayed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, which are standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone will hurt them, fire shall go forth out of their mouth and shall devour their enemies. And if anyone will hurt them, thus must he be killed. These have authority to shut heaven, that it rain no rain in the days of their prophecy. And they have authority over the waters to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast who comes up out of the abyss shall make war with them, and overcome them, and kill them. And their bodies shall be upon the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations shall see their bodies 3.5 days, and shall not let their bodies be put into tombs. And they who dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and shall make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because those two prophets tormented them who dwell upon the earth. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon those who beheld them. And they heard a great voice out of heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they went up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And in that hour there was a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were killed 7,000 names of men, and the rest were in fear and gave glory to the God of heaven. Amen. In this story, the two witnesses, they prophesied or taught people what the truth was from the Lord. It says they did it for 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years, which is the same as a time and times in half a time. And it says that they were dressed in sackcloth, which is itchy, scratchy material like burlap. They were dressed in sackcloth because some of the people were not listening to the truth, and they were sad about that. It says that the witnesses were like two olive trees and like two lampstands. And the olive trees and lampstands go together because the olive trees produce the oil, the olive oil, that goes in the lamp so that they can burn and make a light. And it says that the two witnesses had power to protect themselves from bad people who wanted to hurt them with fire or with drought, which means no rain, or other plagues. But then, after the end of their time, the 3.5 years, then what happened? You remember? It says a beast came up out of the abyss. An abyss is a very deep hole, like the bottom of the ocean. Came up out of the abyss, and it killed the two witnesses. And their bodies were just lying on the street in the city that spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Literally, our Lord was crucified in the city of Jerusalem. But spiritually, Sodom stands for the love of bossing other people around and making them do what you want them to. And Egypt stands for the idea that I don't have to keep the Lord's commandments, I don't have to obey him, and I can still go to heaven. That's what killed the Lord. That's what killed the two witnesses. But then, oh, and it says that the people who hated the witnesses, because they didn't like to hear the truth, says they rejoiced when they saw the witnesses dead, and they had parties, and they gave each other presents, and they didn't bother to bury them. But then what happened? It says, after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life, the breath of life from God came into the witnesses, and they were alive again. They stood up on their feet, and the Lord called to them, and they came up to heaven in a cloud, and everyone saw it. And then the bad people were very frightened, and there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of their city fell down, and 7,000 of them were killed. And the rest of the people were also very frightened, and they gave glory to God. Now, what were the two witnesses teaching? There's two main things. They're the two great commandments, that we should love the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Or to put it another way, that there is one God who is our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the one that we should love above all, and that we love him and we love our neighbor by keeping his Ten Commandments. That's what the two witnesses were teaching. And these two beautiful truths that they were teaching are like olive trees and lampstands, because olive trees produce olive oil, which corresponds to love to the Lord. It's beautiful and golden and good to eat and good for you. It's good. So it represents love to the Lord. The more you look to the Lord Jesus Christ and you love him and follow him by keeping his commandments, the more the Lord's love flows into your mind and heart. And it also fills up your mind so that your light can burn. The light of heaven can stream into your mind. You can see what's true. You can see what's not true. You can see what's really good and what's really bad. You can see it clearly from the Lord. So they're like olive trees and lampstands. Now today, we are having Holy Supper. The Lord is giving us bread to eat and wine to drink. And these two things that the Lord is giving us are just like the two witnesses and like the two lampstands and the two olive trees. Because the bread, which is made with olive oil, it represents the Lord's goodness, the Lord feeding us with his love, just like the olive oil does. And the wine represents the Lord's truth, just like the light of the lamps. And what the Holy Supper is doing is it's telling us, it gives us a reminder every few months. Remember that the more you follow the Lord by keeping his commandments, the more you will have heaven within you, even while you're living in this world. The Lord will fill your mind with true love, and he will push the bad loves out. The Lord will fill your mind with real light and push the falsities and confusions out, the more you follow him. Now you're growing up, and soon, pretty soon, you're going to be 20 years old. You'll be all grown up, and then you can come and receive the Lord's bread and wine too. And in the meantime, you can get ready by praying to the Lord and by especially keeping his commandments. Practice keeping his commandments. Practice not doing the things that the Lord tells us not to do in the Ten Commandments, because then the Lord will be with you, and more your mind will be filled with the warmth and light of heaven. Amen.